You know, our fans and listeners may not realize you were the one playing that piano in the Lemariad.
You know what? Got a lot of talents.
Tickling the ivories.
Unfortunately, that's not one of them. My dad could play the piano.
Well, there you are. He was very talented.
He could also play the trumpet.
You know.
Wow.
At any rate, you've tuned into Who's Talking, hopefully on purpose, not by accident. Nevertheless, our final segment tonight. Frank has a couple of promotional announcements to make and talk a little bit about next week's show, and then we're going to go to Chris for the Olympic report. Frank?
All right. First off, next week's show, we have invited Tyrone Davis and Keith McMeans. It's an either-or situation. Tyrone Davis was an incredible wide receiver who went on to play in the NFL with the Green Bay Packers, and he played when Randy Neal was playing. I'm hoping we can get Tyrone first. We're trying to hunt down Keith McMeans. I know Keith does not normally do interviews, but he still owns the UVA interception record. Chris Horn has committed from the Sabre. He will talk to us about the 22 commitments and the 4 or 5 players that are still targets for the 2015 squad. And my understanding is Dr. Glenn Kerr will be with us from Ortho, Virginia. All right, quickly, the promotions. UVA Club of Richmond has their downtown lunch series beginning Thursday, October 16th at 11:45 at the Bull and Bear Club. UVA Dean Barry Johnson will be speaking. Just go to richmondwhos.org or UVA Club of Richmond. Just put that in your browser and do some searching. Also, the VAF is trying to wrap up their annual dues, so go ahead and pay up so they can pay for their scholarships. Also, if you're interested in UVA basketball tickets, they are almost sold out. If you are interested in seeing the Cavalier basketball team, you need to go online to virginiasports.com, or you can call 800-542-UVA1, buy some tickets ASAP. Also, UVA baseball and UVA lacrosse tickets are for sale now, and those are in short supply, so you need to get busy. All right, let's kick it over to our man, Chris Sill.
All right, thank you, Frank. In baseball, Coach Brian O'Connor signed a new 7-year deal, keeping him at UVA through 2021 and making him one of the highest-paid baseball coaches in the country in college.
Hear, hear.
Associate head coach Kevin McMullen and pitching coach Carl Kuhn received 3-year extensions and salary increases. Included in the deal is also promises to continue improvements in facilities at Davenport Stadium. All great news. Men's golf. Number 10 golf finished 6th. In the Primland Collegiate Invitational. Women's soccer, number 4 Cavaliers win in dramatic fashion with the last-minute goal over number 10 Notre Dame in a 2-1 match. Men's soccer last week defeated JMU and Pitt. Men's tennis, second-year Tyson Kwiatkowski, did I get that right?
Yes.
Reached the semifinals in the ITA All-American Championships over the weekend, and third-year Jonathan Cornish won 3 matches in the UVA Fall Classic. Women's tennis, third-year Julia El Baba reached the consolation singles final at the ITA All-American Championships over the weekend. Field hockey, number 3 Virginia defeated number 1 UNC on the road on Friday, but unfortunately their 9-game win streak was snapped by Ohio State in overtime yesterday, and then men's cross country finished 4th at the Washington Invitational, finishing ahead of 3 top 10 squads.
All right, gentlemen, the game on the ACC schedule that has the most impact on us is the Georgia Tech Duke game down in Atlanta. Georgia Tech comes in 2-0. Duke is 0-1. Virginia with the bye week. If Duke were to win that game, all of a sudden Virginia would be in first place in the Coastal Division. But nevertheless, how do you see the Duke-Georgia Tech game breaking down?
You know, to me, This is going to be a very difficult game for Duke. First off, although they had a bye week this week, they still have to travel. They're going to be playing what amounts to a very confident 5-0 Yellow Jacket squad. I can see this being a game where Duke gets a little roughed up, quite honestly.
Who wins, Frank?
I'm gonna say Georgia Tech 23-10.
Yeah, I think Georgia Tech wins this game too.
Yeah, I think Georgia Tech's in a strong position, particularly playing at home, and you know that puts them in a, you know, that would make them 3-0 in the Coastal Division. They've already beaten Virginia Tech on the road. I have not looked at their schedule to see who they play in the Atlantic Division, but so I don't know if they have Clemson or Florida State on the schedule going forward or not. But certainly, if they go to 3-0, Georgia Tech would be in a strong position. So who's going to have to go down there? The first weekend in November and take care of business themselves?
No doubt, but we can't put any carts before the horses here. Virginia's got to first take care of business after the bye week and go in there and put the wood to the Dukies in Durham. That's a huge game in 2 weeks. In the meantime, Carolina's traveling to Notre Dame. I don't see how they can win that. That looks kind of brutal. In addition, Florida State, I think, is going to take care of business. Anyhow, we got 10 seconds. Go Wahoos.
Go Wahoos. Listen to us next week at 6 o'clock as we get ready for Duke.